you want to be freak show biohacker about it, you can go and buy some orange light bulbs and switch out the regular light bulbs in your home. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, "Does this stuff really work?" And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for Be Rad podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Ah, the topic of sleep. There's so much to say about the centerpiece of all health aspirations and endeavors. Everything flows downstream from getting an awesome night of sleep on a consistent basis. However, there is a lot to say, but I'm going to try to compress it into a nice, tight breather show for some great reminders and tips and tricks to getting an awesome night of sleep. So your quest for a good night's sleep starts first thing in the morning. That's right. When you awaken near sunrise and expose your eyes to direct light, not necessarily direct sun, but direct light. So you want to get outdoors as soon as you wake up, hopefully with that possibility, you're waking up near sunrise. I know a lot of people are on different work schedules, especially people that work on the other shifts where they have all kinds of important considerations to try to counteract the adverse effects of not aligning with the true circadian rhythm of the planet. But for most of us, if we can aspire to get up near sunrise, that's when we can maximize the boost in hormonal function that we get naturally, which is the spike in cortisol, the spike in serotonin, and the suppression of melatonin and That is how we kind of wake up naturally with a boost from direct light exposure. So even on a cloudy day or a rainy day, there's sufficient outdoor light that can hit your retina and travel to the suprachiasmatic nucleus, the control tower for circadian function in the hypothalamus. So we need light to touch our eyeballs first thing in the morning. This is meaning that you can't look through glass because glass will filter some of the beneficial effects of the ultraviolet light and not have the same consequence. So even if it's cold and snowy outside, open up a sliding door and expose your eyeballs to light first thing in the morning. Also very helpful to get in alignment with your circadian rhythm. Again, we are setting ourselves up for success later in the evening when we start with a high energy morning that's optimizing hormonal function. And that would be exercise. That's why I'm such a big proponent of my morning exercise routine. I now call it my hour of power. So I just simply dedicate the first hour of every single day to doing exercise. Usually it's my morning routine that I present in my online course, but I'm now mixing it up a bit and doing things like a steady, comfortably paced bike ride, or maybe it's a high intensity track workout where I'm just taking the first hour, sometimes 2 hours, and dedicating that to exercise. I know that's a lot of time, and a lot of people don't have that convenience of saying the first hour of every day is dedicated to exercise because they got to get the kids off to school and got to get off to work obligations. But if there is some hour of your day that you can dedicate to physical activity, boy, that would be a great centerpiece of life. I can't think of many things more important or more life enriching to prioritize physical activity. But if you have a tight, compressed time window in the morning, at least dedicate 5 minutes to getting some physical movement and direct light exposure as your first act to get that hormonal balance. Okay. Now, also going through our circadian rhythm, we want to do whatever we can to be as active and moving as possible throughout the day. So avoiding or breaking up these prolonged periods of stillness with short little breaks. That might mean walking 2 minutes down the hall and back, or taking a couple flights of stairs and maybe a vigorous ascent on the second time up the stairs. And even if it's only a 30-second break because you're super busy, these are going to help your metabolic, hormonal, and cognitive function throughout the day, whereby prolonged periods of stillness are going to throw off all kinds of important metabolic activities, especially fat burning. So it's keeping active throughout the day. And also maximizing our exposure to natural light throughout the day. So as much time as you can spend outside, you are banking good hours and good circadian rhythm alignment so that you will have a chance to fall asleep naturally and gracefully at night. Now, when it comes to evening habits, that's when we really focus on the importance of trying to honor our genetic expectations for health and our circadian rhythm, and realizing that for millions of years and all life forms on Earth, their circadian rhythm is governed by the rising and setting of the sun. Only until recently, until the last 150, 200 years since the light bulbs came along and the iPhone came along and Netflix came along, now we can create this artificial environment after the sun sets in our area to prolong our days. And this throws off our circadian rhythm. I'm not saying that you should go to sleep an hour or two after sunset like our ancestors did for millions of years. But what I'm saying is when the sun sets in your area, make a mental note, maybe, say a prayer, face the sun, say thank you very much for your service today. But just realize that now it would be ideal to minimize your exposure to light and start winding things down in a dark, calm, quiet environment so that you can transition into that important night of sleep. So after it gets dark in your area, you want to minimize your exposure to artificial sources of light. And so that means in your home, you can just generally tone down the lighting. And if you want to be freak show biohacker about it, you can go and buy some orange light bulbs and switch out the regular light bulbs in your home. Go for those tungsten bulbs. They're now popular again, where you have the orange colored filament inside rather than the super bright white LED and other kinds of bulbs that you see. You can also get a pair of UV protection light lens glasses to wear indoors. Usually they come in orange or yellow. Raw Optics, my friend Matt Maruka, has a great online presence selling very high quality frames, very stylish too, that have that UV protection. You can get some inexpensive pairs, but make sure they are certified to have UV protection and they're orange or yellow so you can see around and not bump into things in your home. But that will help you minimize the adverse effects of the artificial light on your melatonin release, which is desired to get higher and higher as the night goes on. So minimizing artificial light and especially digital stimulation after dark. That doesn't mean I want to keep you away from Netflix, but the goal or the suggestion here might be to prioritize your screen entertainment earlier in the evening and see if you can find that final hour to really wind down away from a screen, doing things like walking the dog around the block or walking yourself around the block one more time, quiet reading, or especially taking a hot bath or a brief hot bath, a brief a jacuzzi is what I like to do, kind of later in the evening. Not so much that you're going to elevate your body temperature and potentially disrupt your sleep, but if you take a short one, you actually experience a corresponding decrease in body temperature after exposing yourself to a hot environment. And that's exactly what we want to fall asleep. Research shows that we require a 2 degree Fahrenheit drop in body temperature to fall asleep. And you can also get the temperature cooled mattresses, which really help when you get into a cool bed. Of course, you want to keep your skin warm. So that's what pajamas and covers are all about. So the ideal sleeping environment is a cool room between 60 to 68 Fahrenheit is the best suggestion. A cool room, a cool mattress, and warm skin, because you can't just lay there. Hey, don't use blankets or sheets anymore. Just lay in bed because you want to be cool when you go to bed. That's not going to be very comfortable. So that's the winning formula, is to keep that body temperature low, skin warm, body temperature or body temperature stable through a cool mattress and a cool room. Okay, so we talked about winding down, taking a walk, doing something outside is really nice right before bed, a quick hot shower, hot bath, hot sauna, and then getting that corresponding decrease in body temperature after the exposure to the hot conditions, and making sure that your bedroom is a very comfortable, relaxing, Spartan-type sleep sanctuary, because the brain is very sensitive and the fight-or-flight mechanisms are very sensitive to clutter and distraction. So if there is a screen of any kind in your room, we want you to get rid of that. I'm talking about TVs, that fantastic wall-mounted TV that you thought was a perk in your master bedroom. You're going to get a low point score for your sleep hygiene if you have any screens whatsoever in your room. And I'm talking about your mobile device as well. So put that shit away and make the bedroom a place for sleep and a few other health boosting activities. But you don't want to have a paperwork over there in the corner. You don't want to have a combo office desk and bedroom. These are things that can cause a very mild stress reaction when you do so much as looking over at a stack of paperwork. It's beneath your conscious awareness, perhaps, but research validates that just looking at clutter can stress you out a little bit. So your bedroom must be a sanctuary. I talked about the temperature of the mattress, temperature of the environment, and the warm skin, and just a really clean, healthy space. And of course, you're allowed to read quietly. Ideally, it would be pleasure reading rather than intense nonfiction reports of how the war is going on your mobile device is not going to be conducive to sleep. It'd be more likely reading a travel magazine or pictures of the famous golf holes of the world or something that's tendency to be relaxing, or just an enjoyable book that's not going to provoke a stress response. Okay. Also, I love this recommendation where put a notepad next to your bed And if there's anything on your mind when you're still awake and trying to transition into sleep, or even if you're laying there in the dark and something comes to mind, write it down on the notepad, because that'll help you release it from the preoccupation in your brain and turn that brain down so it can fall asleep. And I've done that for years. And I wake up and I can't read my writing, but it was something super important when I went to bed the previous night. Sometimes I can't read my writing, or like the pen's out of ink. And so I wrote down something really important. Then I look and I have to like decipher like Morse code from the line imprints without ink onto the sticky pad. Anyway, put a notepad by your bed. And those are some quick tips to take you through the entire day, setting yourself up for a wonderful, restful night's sleep. Thank you for watching, listening to this Breather show. How's sleep going for you? Send me an email. Let's talk about it more. podcast@bradventures.com. Hey, I want to tell you about Schwenk Grills. This is a revolutionary portable gas infrared grill that uses the exact same heating technology as the world's best steakhouses. You heat up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit to grill the juiciest steak you've ever tasted in as little as 3 minutes. Can you believe it? That's right. You do not have to go to those crowded, noisy, super overpriced steakhouses anymore when you have the same technology in your backyard. And the Schwenk portable infrared grill is not just for steak. You can make chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, lobster, vegetables. I make salmon in 3 minutes. They even have a pizza stone accessory. I want you to visit their very informative and mouth-watering website at schwankgrills.com. That's S-C-H-W-A-N-K. Everything you cook, faster, juicier. The speed is so important, so convenient. There's a drip tray on the bottom, so you let the juices drip down. I love the bison burger, the venison burgers. That's my game. And then you can add a mixture of butter, spices, whatever you want, into the tray. Pour it back onto your meat or your salmon for a huge improvement in flavor. Are you getting hungry? I am. Let's go to schwankgrills.com, S-C-H-W-A-N-K, grills.com, and up your home cooking game. This is a one-of-a-kind grill. I have a great discount code for you, of course. It's Brad150 to save $150 off your purchase of a Schwenk grill. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.